Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into Hoshin Kanri. Now, that might sound, you know, a bit dry, maybe like some administrative planning thing.
Yeah, it often gets painted that way.
But what our sources today, folks like Jeffrey Leiker and John Shook, real lean giants, tell us is it's much more. It's basically the operating system for a real lean management setup.
That's a great way to put it, an operating system.
So our mission today, let's say, is to figure out why we're still talking about Hoshin Kanri, what, 60 years after places like Toyota started using it?
Right. Why the staying power?
Exactly. And crucially, how do we stop seeing it as just filling out forms, you know, a paper exercise, and start using it as this dynamic, powerful socio-technical process? We want you to walk away understanding the practice, not just recognizing the term.
And that socio-technical bit, that's really the core of it, isn't it? Like Shulker and Shook, they hammer this home. Hoshin Kanri, it's not just a tool, not just a form you fill out. It's a living system. It's designed to get the whole organization aligned, vertically, horizontally, all pulling together towards a shared purpose. And it does that through, well, problem solving, serious problem solving, and constant learning.
So it's like the engine translating the big picture strategy into actual focused action everywhere.
Pretty much, yeah. Predictable, focused action. That's the goal.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit.
Yeah.
The sources talk about this ideal state, this kind of organizational nirvana. They call it true north.
Mm-hmm. True north.
Can you imagine it? Like whether you have 10 people or 100,000, every single person gets the purpose, gets the vision.
Fully aligned.
And not just gets it, but understands how their specific work, what they do every day, actually pushes towards that big vision. Collaboration just happens. Shared commitment leads to shared knowledge. It sounds amazing, honestly.
It is an aspiration, definitely. Always elusive, that perfect state.
Yeah.
But Hoshin Kanri, that's the structured way an organization commits to constantly moving in that direction. It's the framework for the journey.
So calling it policy deployment?
Yeah.
That kind of misses the point then.
It really does. It sounds too one way, too static. Like Adder and Shook suggests something more like navigating organizational direction. That captures the dynamic nature much better, I think.
Navigating, I like that.
Yeah, because it's about dynamic wayfinding, right? You need constant situational awareness. It forces activities at all levels to align towards some big challenging goal. And critically, it uses PDCA plan, do, check, act, but the long form version.
Okay, PDCA. We hear that all the time in continuous improvement circles.
Yeah.
But for strategy, I mean, things move so fast today. Can businesses really afford long cycle PDCA? You know, months, maybe years? Doesn't that just slow everything down?
That's a fair challenge. And you absolutely need the short cycle stuff, the quick daily adjustments, the small improvements. That's essential.
Right.
But Hoshin Kanri, it enables the long cycle PDCA, the kind you need for the big breakthroughs, the stuff that really shifts your market position or builds a whole new capability.
Mm.
If you only do short cycle, you risk just tweaking around the edges, maybe repeating the same larger strategic mistakes year after year. You get incremental gains, maybe, but not transformation. You have to carve out time for that deeper macro level learning cycle for the big leaps.
So it's managing different time scales at once, daily tweaks and long-term strategic learning.
Exactly. Which brings us back to that dual nature you mentioned earlier. It's a planning process, collaborative deliberation, sure, but it's also an execution and learning process. Dynamic.
And it has to work both ways. Top-down for setting direction, bottom-up for the reality check and the learning.
Absolutely critical. Both directions have to be strong.
Okay, so to really get how this long-cycle PDCA got baked into the system, we probably need to look at where it came from. The sources say it grew out of the total quality movement, early 1960s, and Bridgestone Tire gets mentioned for some early work.
Yeah, the roots are definitely in TQC. And the Toyota story is really telling here. Back in the early 60s, leaders like Eiji Toyota, Shoichiro Toyota, they knew they had to step up their game to compete globally.
Their quality wasn't quite there yet.
Not by international standards, no, they recognized that. So they tasked Masao Namoto, one of their executives, with leading the charge on adopting Total Quality Control, or TQCM, and integrating Hoshin Kanri across the whole company.
So it wasn't just a memo from the top. It was a real strategic push.
Oh, yeah. It was a fundamental realization. They understood strategy couldn't just be the job of a few executives. It needed everyone, every leader involved collaborating.
And we actually know when they formalized this. That's pretty cool.
We do. January 1963, that's when Toyota put its first official Hoshin down on paper.
Wow.
And that first one had three parts: a basic hoshin, a long-term hoshin, and an annual hoshin. The basic one is really interesting because it shows just how big their ambitions were, even back then.
Okay, so what was in that 1963 basic hoshin? What were the big goals?
Three main things, really setting the stage. First, leverage everyone's potential to become a global Toyota. Big ambition right there. Second, boost their reputation as the Toyota of quality, living by good thinking, good products. Quality was central.
Mm-hmm.
And third, contribute to Japan's economy by building a system for high volume and low prices. That set their course for decades, really.
And it's important to remember, this wasn't created in a vacuum, right?
Yeah.
Hoshin Kanri was a Japanese innovation, sure, but it built on ideas from American thinkers.
Absolutely. People like Deming, Juran, Drucker, even lesser-known figures like Homer Sarason and Charles Protzman, their ideas about quality management systems thinking. Hoshin Kanri provided the structure to apply PDCA systematically at the highest level of the company.
Okay, now here's where I think people often get tripped up. They see Hoshin Kanri, maybe they see the X matrix form.
Yes, the X matrix.
And they think, okay, it's like MBO, management by objectives, you know, top-down goals,
yeah.
Or maybe like the newer OKRs, objectives and key results.
Exactly. And that's the trap. Focusing only on the tool, the matrix, the output. That's why so many Hoshin implementations kind of fizzle out or just become MBO with a different name.
So what's missing? If it's not just MBO or OKR.
It's the how. How do you actually achieve that alignment? How do you make the strategy live? And that comes down to the human processes, the social side. The technical tool is necessary, but not sufficient.
And the key mechanism for that how is something called catchball.
Catchball, yes. Fantastic term, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
How does that change things compared to just, you know, cascading goals down?
Well, think about it. If a goal is just cascaded, handed down MBO style, does the person receiving it really own it? Probably not fully.
Right. It feels imposed.
Exactly. Catchball is that back and forth. It's negotiation. It's dialogue. Management throws a proposed goal or objective. The team or the next level down catches it. They examine it based on their reality, the Jemba.
The Jemba, the place where the work actually happens.
Right. They might say, okay, we can do this, but we need X, or this part isn't feasible because of Y, or how about we adjust it this way? It goes back and forth, refining, clarifying.
So the ball gets thrown back and forth between levels? And even sideways between departments.
Yes. Critically, sideways too. Until the goal is genuinely understood, accepted, and owned by the people who have to execute it. That intense communication, that negotiation, that's the social glue holding it all together.
That makes so much sense. Alignment through agreement and adjustment, not just dictation. Okay, and you mentioned this catchball process relies on two deeper human capabilities.
It does. To make catchball effective and to execute the ambitious goals Hoshin usually sets, you need two things embedded in the culture. Really robust problem-solving skills and a commitment to on-the-job development, or OJD.
Problem-solving first. This isn't just basic troubleshooting.
No, this is deep stuff. Think Daniel Kahneman's slow thinking. It's about causal reasoning, getting to the real root causes of problems that block strategic progress. That's way harder than just checking if a KPI is green or red.
And how do organizations make sure that kind of slow thinking actually happens? It's easy to revert to quick fixes.
That's where the A3 process comes in, typically. The A3 isn't just a report format. It's a structured problem-solving methodology. It forces you to go to the Jemba, analyze the current state, define the problem clearly, dig for root causes, propose countermeasures, and plan the follow-up.
So the A3 is like the container for that slow causal thinking during execution.
Exactly. It structures the thinking, documents the learning, and facilitates the coaching conversation around the problem. It links the strategic intent directly to the learning needed to achieve it.
Which leads directly to the second capability,
mm-hmm.
OJD, on-the-job development.
Precisely. If your strategy relies on tackling tough problems using A3 thinking and catchball dialogue, your leaders have to be good coaches. They can't just give answers.
Right.
OJD is that daily process of developing people's capability to see problems, frame them, solve them at the root cause, and learn from the process. At Toyota, the expectation is clear. Every leader is a coach, and every leader is also still a learner. Strategy and people development become inseparable.
This completely reframes the idea of ownership, doesn't it? In this context, it's not just, I'm accountable for hitting this number.
Not at all.
It's more like being part of a surgical team, maybe. Or a racing pit crew.
Oh, I like the pit crew analogy, yeah.
Ownership means you're deeply committed to playing your specific part. Because you understand exactly how it enables others, your boss, your peers, your team, to succeed. If you drop the ball, the whole team suffers.
That's it. It's mutual interdependence, driven by that shared purpose, that true north. And the catchball process is what builds that shared understanding of who needs what from whom, horizontally as well as vertically. The pit crew needs perfect horizontal alignment.
Right. Absolutely. One person fumbles, the car loses time. Okay, so let's bring this back to the listener. You might be thinking, okay, this sounds great for Toyota, but I'm not a giant manufacturer in Japan. How relevant is this for, say, a software company or a hospital or a smaller business?
The principles are universal. Any organization that needs to align strategy with execution, that faces complex challenges, that wants to build capability, can benefit. The challenge is adoption.
The cultural gap again.
Yeah. Copying the X-matrix form is easy. Copying the deep-seated mindset and the management behaviors, disciplined catchball, the relentless A3 coaching, the commitment to OJD that's incredibly hard.
So many attempts end up being superficial, just rebranding MBOs.
Unfortunately, yes. They focus on KPIs, maybe cascade some goals, but they skip the hard work of dialogue, collaborative problem solving, and daily coaching. It means a technical exercise, not a socio-technical system.
So practical advice, if you're listening and new to Hoshin Kanri.
Start small. The sources strongly suggest piloting it. Pick one area, one major challenge, and learn the process deeply there. Focus on the dialogue, the problem-solving cycles, the coaching. Learn by doing.
And if you're already using something called Hoshin Kanri?
Then it's time for an honest look in the mirror. Is it just a planning ritual? Do you fill out the forms and then basically forget them? Or is it a living process? Is catchball real? Is A3 thinking happening? Is OJD part of every leader's job? Is it truly social and technical?
Be honest about whether it's truly driving learning and alignment.
Exactly. Because ultimately, Hoshin Kanri needs to be adopted wholeheartedly, systemically, but also adapted situationally. Start with crystal clarity on your purpose, what value you create, then build the capability, that problem-solving muscle, to tackle whatever stands in the way. And remember, it's not about passing or failing a plan.
It's only about learning.
Only learning. How do we get better at moving towards our true north?
That's a powerful takeaway. A learning system, not a judgment system. The real strength of Hoshin Kanri isn't just forcing alignment. It's how it builds that deep problem-solving capability and coaching culture throughout the organization. That seems like the lasting legacy.
I think so. And it leaves us with a really interesting final thought, doesn't it? If Hoshin Kanri really depends on that intensive, slow thinking, the deep problem solving, the A3s, the catchball dialogues during the big planning cycles,
right?
What does that imply about your daily management? What structures, what routines, what habits need to be in place every single day to give leaders the time, the space, and the skill to actually do that coaching, to facilitate that slow thinking when it matters most?
How does this strategic cycle connect to the daily grind? If your daily management is chaos, you won't have time for the deep thinking strategy requires.
Precisely. The best Hoshin plan in the world won't survive contact with a daily management system that doesn't support the necessary learning and coaching rhythm. They have to work together.
That connection between the strategic rhythm and the daily habit.
Yeah.
Definitely something to chew on.
Fantastic.
Thank you for walking us through the layers of Hoshin Kanri today.
My pleasure. It's a deep topic.
It really is. Keep exploring these ideas, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.